So I'm continuing on with the Green Light for Girls event, and we're experimenting with a day in the life of the interns of Green Light for Girls, and we're right now in front of the Tea and Eat Cafe, right next to our Serendip Spa. Melissa, you're kind of their friend, their mentor, and like a figure of authority. How do you feel about all of that? How do you do it?
Well, I don't feel like a figure of authority, I gotta tell you that. But I would say that it's always fun to have someone that you can bounce ideas off of, and also just to create that enthusiasm. And you know, talking about the Fun Fact Friday and the weird conversations we have, this is one of my most favorite things about Green Light for Girls, because we have the strangest conversations in the office.
And
all science related, I promise. But it starts off with these weird conversations, like I come in with a panic of, oh my God, our lobster's immortal, let's figure this out. And then this one day that our conversations just kind of spiraled into this like weird connection of things that maybe you'll hear in a future episode, because the same thing happened with the 11-year-olds actually. Yes. When we were recording this for Radio X. So there's something to be said here about us. I'm not quite sure what it is. But we ended up at the end of the day with all of this weird stuff, and I had said at the end, all right, so what did we learn today? So you know, the bananas are immortal, lobsters aren't a berry, and something about oranges, carrots, and we kind of mixed all the facts into one big heap and had a lot of fun with it. So that's actually, it's quite a lot of fun to kind of come up with something, try to figure out the truth behind it, figure out why it works the way it does, and that's what we'd like to do with others, to inspire them.
Since they're all so young, you're molding them into what they will become later. That's what I would say from what I've seen today. Do you think it comes naturally to you being a mentor?
I'm not sure if it comes naturally, but I did write a blog about it, because it was something I reflected upon at one point, that I don't think, sometimes we don't do things consciously, but I wrote a blog recently for Green Light for Girls about after an event in Brazil, because I was sitting at a cafe waiting for a group of students, and they wanted to sit with me and ask me about their ideas about entrepreneurship and creating a company. And it was one of those moments that we all have, which is you kind of think, now how did I get here at this moment? You know, I'm sitting on the top of a mountainside in this cafe, I have no idea where I am, and waiting for this group of students whom I actually haven't met, except maybe briefly.
Science on Air was brought to you by Green Light for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an Empowered production by Radio X.